The Neil Haley Show. My guest today is Rika Rivka Markell. Rika, thanks for stopping by. And we are going to go into more and more interesting things. You've always talked about, you know, taking a quantum leap. We were talking about it in, you know, from another book. Who was that? The one that said take a quantum leap was, who wrote that book? We were talking about, you did that on your YouTube channel.
From U Squared.
So I went ahead and got Audible because I've been going through Law of Attraction, especially going through, I guess, the Seth books with my brain. Go figure. But meaning it'll come to me in a second. But a book came out and I'm like, quantum jumping. I'm like, this is interesting. So I start reading, I start looking at it and get ready to listen to it. That you can quantum jump to different universes. Yeah. I'm like, and that there's a person more successful that could be a king of you or certain things. So you did some research on this. What did you gather from this?
Well, I know quantum jumping for a while, and I definitely integrated that in my meditations. But the person that introduced quantum jumping to me, his name is Bert Goldman, and he passed away recently. But Bert Goldman was a very, very interesting person. And I don't want to go into it too much. I think people that are interested in quantum jumping, they should 100% Google him and watch some of his videos, because he was a master in quantum jumping. What he did was, when in his late 70s, early 80s, he taught himself how to play the piano, for example, by quantum jumping. Or he became a painter. By quantum jumping, he became a famous photographer by quantum jumping. And so he is an extremely interesting person. And he didn't just become a painter. He became a painter that had multiple exhibitions all over the world. So he became really good. So what is quantum jumping? Quantum jumping is based on the idea that every time when you make a decision, that two lives are happening. So it's like you split and you connect with the decision that you make. That's the life that you're going to live. But in another universe, you also made that other decision. So that other decision is also going to unfold. So you have like an infinite amount of lives that are in the air, and you can so decide when you are in a meditative state to connect with one of your alter egos. And you can say it is more like it's a you person that made different choices, and you can attach or you can connect to that person by quantum jumping. So that is, in short, the bottom line of what quantum jumping is. And I can already see a lot of people frowning and saying, oh my God, what the hell is that?
No, as Dr. Quantum said in his book, Quantum Jumping, it was really, really interesting that this is science fiction. This is not science fiction. This is science fact, but ultimately it's based on quantum physics. Explain that more. So this is the thing that people, you know, say, oh, there's no such thing as the law of attraction. Sorry. Go study quantum physics and you'll flat out see this. And I wish that more and more people would look deeper into the science of things like quantum jumping.
Yeah. And I think I'm not a scientist, and I'm definitely not the one that is going to explain the whole science behind that, because that's above my pay grade. And I am not the kind of person. It's the same thing. Like, I have my cell phone laying here and I have no idea how this cell phone works. But what I do know is how to use it. I know how I can get the most out of this tool. And it's the same with quantum jumping. It's the same with all the rules of the universe. When we know how to apply them, we can move faster in life. So if you know how to quantum jump, even though you don't know the whole mechanics, you will benefit in life.
Wow. And that's huge, you know, because if you know the mechanics. Now, in the book I read, you talk about water. Is that part of the quantum jumping, using water?
No, not really. It's, in fact, what the part quantum jumping that I talk about is you go into a meditative state, you have you have a purpose of the quantum jumping. So you want to, let's say you want to connect with your alter ego, your doppelganger. That's the word that Bert uses a lot, the word doppelganger. So you're going to go and attach to your doppelganger that is skilled in something that you really want to do. Like, for example, you want to become like I'm here now in a ski resort. So I want to become a very good skier. So I am going to connect with that alter ego of mine that is a skier, and I'm going to fuse with that alter ego, and I'm going to take the skills with me. And I'm going to do that in a very relaxed state, in a meditative state. And he uses like a process of deepening you, like getting you to a very to a state that is really where you're very susceptible, where you can really take on that knowledge. And then you're still going to have to practice, but it's going to come so much easier. You're going to know exactly what to do.
And that's great. The book I read talked about water and the transference of water, but it's exactly that same thing. What state are you in right now? So for example, you're not in the best relationship. You would write down not in the best relationship. Then you write in the other water, presence, you are in a great relationship that's fantastic and you met your soulmate. Then you would say a prayer, you transfer the water from one glass to the other, and that's it in a meditative state. And or even the crazier ones, you can quantum jump to have something else happen that's out of your control. Not something that's in your control to take an action, something happening with someone else. I don't know if you've gotten to that deep of a thing. That's crazy.
It's not my thing, because for me, I'm not the kind of person who is like, I can talk about what my personal experiences are. Yeah. And so I know exactly how to use the law of attraction, the law of vibration. We spoke about that. I know how that helped me in my life. I got to prove myself. And then I can talk about it because I did it. So I know how to do it and I can share it.
I will share when I do it.
I have no idea. Yeah.
I'm going to take the creation frequency from Mike Murphy's way with water, mix them two together and try it. What the heck? And we'll find out what happens. You know, because I don't know if you ever read the book Creation Frequency of Mike Murphy. That's fantastic.
I didn't.
Because he's more about writing those goals. He was talking all the stuff you talk about with the law of attraction and vibration. But basically, here you go. You're writing a love letter stating this is where you are now, meaning later, saying I'm and really writing the letter to the universe that it's happening. And I love Murphy saying that. So, for example, okay, I want my publishing company to triple in size. Well, I'm going to write. Holloman Publishing is doing fantastic. We have helped so many different authors. I love helping all these certain people and making this kind of money and being able to tell. That's how Mike Murphy does it. So I thought,
that is absolutely, but this has more to do with you already. You cannot outperform the vision that you have of yourself. This is a different story, and this has to do with psycho-cybernetics. So, but that is in fact what you're going to do. You're going to put on a paper, who do you want to be? Who do you need to become? What is it that you want to accomplish? So you write it in the present tense, I am, or whatever you think you have to become. Like if you want your published company to triple or whatever it is, you write it as if it already happened. And that is, you are going to just, that's a quantum leap. Yeah, you're going to put it, you're here. And instead of waiting like a long time in time, you're going to work. And it's going to be increasing a little bit. No. What you're going to do is you're going to take it and you're going to jump. And that is a quantum jump. You're here today. You want to be there. And that's what you do. You put it as if you're already there. But that is, in fact, also part of the law of vibration. You're going to put where you are today. You're going to jump. And you're going to create it as if it already happened. And that vibration is going to bring it to you. It's like attraction. People think that like, you know, you have to go out there and seek for it. No, you have to stay here and get your vibration up. The vibration, and it's not even about a higher vibration, it's about vibrating on that level that you need to be in order to get what you want, you know, to attract what you want. So that is in fact the, and there are, and quantum jumping is just one method to get there, to get to that feeling of, if you are going to connect with your alter ego that already has that company that is so like 10x, let's say, and you're going to connect with that person that is you that already has that company, you're going to take that vibration home when you are doing this under, like, in a state of hypnosis, yeah, or a state of extreme relaxation, or when you do this with water. And I don't know exactly how it works, but I can imagine it doesn't really matter what you use. It has to do with, who am I going to be?
Yeah, I have visualized specific things to happen using the law of attraction, and it happens. We are divine creators that can create what we want when we want. If people think I'm crazy, I don't care. So I'm going to put this out there. It literally, I say I'm visualizing this, but Michael Jordan did this. And Grant Cardone with 10X, even though maybe, I don't know if he believes in the law of attraction, he attracted 10X. Someone gave him that idea, if you didn't know that story. He was on a podcast and somebody says, Grant, you could do it this way and it'll be much, much better. Oh, should I 10X? And then he somehow in the conversation, it 10X, and he 10X'd everything. He wasn't even a millionaire at this point. I have to go back and who was the famous podcaster that had Grant Cardone on before he became Grant Cardone. If people out there are listening or whatever, they can type that in. But ultimately, if you look at the successful people, if they don't believe in the law of attraction, they really have used the law of attraction. When you have somebody who really believes they can do something and you can't tell them any differently that they're not going to be able to do it, and they 110% believe they're going to be there, they're going to be there. It doesn't matter.
Belief is so important, 100%.
Because that, so I'll have to look that up. I remember listening to a podcast regarding that.
I remember watching that too. I know, but I can't also
not. So when I talk to Grant someday, I'll have to ask him that question.
I
would love to have Grant on. You know, Grant was, I was in a lot of rooms in Clubhouse with Grant Cardone. And one time this is when Clubhouse was, no one followed people unless you're really somebody, one of the top OGs, and I was one of the OGs in Clubhouse. I got followed by by somebody. I was doing a club pop room. There was maybe 80 people in there. This is right when the heart of Clubhouse, and Grant decided to jump in a Clubhouse room. And my Clubhouse room, and we went from 80 people to 450 or 500. Everyone's talking, Grant Cardone's in here. He's in, let's mod him. So I go mod him, and everyone wanted to hog. Then, and it was my room to talk to Grant Cardone. I asked him to be on my podcast. He says, sure, reach out. Well, I guess I'm going to have to at one point in time. But that's the thing.
A quantum jump, by the way. I think you should do that. I think you should put it in your mind. Grant Cardone, let's do it.
I think Grant Cardone's going to end up in my magazine, in my television show.
No, Neil, you don't get it. You don't think in this moment you're going to decide to have Grant Cardone on your show.
Yeah, Grant's going to come on my show.
He's coming on your show. You're not going to think that he's coming on your
show.
No.
He is. Oh, yes.
Okay, good.
Okay, see, that's why you need to hire Rika. So best place people can find information is go to YouTube, right? Your YouTube channel. Thank goodness YouTube's not changing things like TikTok, where they're now going to 16:9 and they want longer than a minute videos for TikTok. That's the update I had to tell people. But if you didn't know that, look out. All right. Appreciate it. All right, guys. You're listening and watching the Neil Haley Show. We'll be back in just a moment.